in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Oh, so lovely an effervescent Storytime introduction, lady. It's good to see you again this morning, as every morning. Well, today's story is titled, The Laziest Man.
The Laziest Man.
Thank you, Chauncey. Nice job, buddy. Well, now, there's an old saying in the military that goes something like, never volunteer for anything. And there are several generations of veterans who will be happy to verify that for you. Well, in the not-too-distant past, at Camp Runamuck, Arizona, Sergeant Ebner P. Suggins had called his...
excuse me, who?
Sergeant Ebner P. Suggins.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, Sergeant Suggins had called his men, all 25 of them, to attention in the day room. After a quick count to make sure that all 25 were in attendance, he called,
"Hey, at ease."
Then Sergeant Suggins adjusted his posture a little, then called out to the assembly,
"I have a nice easy job for the laziest man here. Put your hand up if you're the laziest."
Well, 24 men raised their hands. Sergeant Suggins looked in some degree of disbelief at the one man who didn't raise his hand and said,
"Why didn't you raise your hand, soldier?"
The soldier looked up at Sarge and said,
"Too much trouble lifting it, sir."
Go